Good afternoon, you folks. We're delighted again for this opportunity to be able to study God's Word together, to be able to praise God together through different ways and through this open door that God's given us. We're thankful for it, and we're praying for you. We're praying that God would bless you as you are in the facility that you are in, that God would open you doors to share God's love, to praise God for all He's doing. Not just in our lives, but in the lives around the world. God is still the same as He was 2,000 years ago. He has the same power, and He's doing a mighty work. So, before we get into the Word of God here, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank You. We praise You today for Your goodness, for Your faithfulness to us. And the Lord, that we can trust You. So no matter what we are going through, no matter what heartache and trial or pain we're experiencing, You can lead us through. You can give us peace. Father, I ask that You would bless these dear people that have taken time to listen to this, to set their minds upon things of God, of the Word of God. Would You bless them for their faithfulness to seek You? And would You bless our time as we study Your words now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I would like to talk and think about hope. The title I have here is Hope Thou in Him. We think about the verse, Hope Thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him. Hope in God. What is hope? Webster's 1828 dictionary says, hope is a desire of some good. So we hope for things. When you were a little kid, you hoped for a Christmas present, a birthday present. That was a hope. It was an inner feeling, if you will. Hope, something that is attainable. We have an expectation, and that's one of the definitions, an expectation that something will come to pass, something will be and work out for our good. We hope that our days are filled with joy. We hope that our days are bountiful, full. Many people want long life. And if you're at the facility you're at, you have been blessed with long life. And we hope for so many things. And God blesses us in so many ways. But there are those times, and quite frankly, many times it seems that we say to ourselves, where is hope? How can I hope? What reason do I have to hope? When everything seems to be going wrong, we question our minds, but God is faithful, and we can hope in God. So that's what we're going to look at today. But let's go to Job 7, verse 6. Job was a righteous man, as the Bible talks about, but yet God allowed Satan to go after Job, to take away his family, to take away his livelihood, and leave him with nothing but a body full of pain. So Job here is saying, in verse 6, Job 7, 6 says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Do you ever feel like that? Yes, you do. You know you do. I do. But when we find ourselves thinking those thoughts and feeling those feelings, what do we need to do? We need to hope in God. Let's go to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, starting verse 7. If you read the book of Psalms, I think you will see that David was a man that hoped, that looked to God continually. Psalm 16, starting verse 7, it says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instructed me in the night seasons. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. God is with us. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, David here can say in verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. God is with us. We can hope in Him. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. His heart is glad. Why? Not because of the circumstances around him. His heart is glad. He has reason to rejoice because God is at his right hand. Verse 8. But verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. When we have the Lord fixed before our minds, our heart can be glad. Verse 9. Our heart can be glad and we can glory. The Lord, he says, my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope. And we, in our flesh, will find hope. It will rest in hope, rest in God. Verse 10, it says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. God will not forsake his own. Verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Yes, if you are a child of God, there comes trials, but yet we have hope. Pain comes, but yet we have hope, hope in God. This verse 11 talks about pleasures forevermore, and we can only have that through Jesus Christ. When adversities come, it's hard to hope. Because in our flesh, we look at the circumstances, we look at the trials around us, and we say, this can't work out. This can't work out. But God has promised that he will have his way. And if we look to him, he can give us hope, even through the difficult times, which will surely come. Let's go to Psalm 71. Psalm 71, verse 12. Have you ever felt like people have forsaken you? Family, friends, no doubt you have. Sometimes even maybe you feel like God has forsaken you, but he has not. God has not forsaken you. Verse 12 says, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Verse 13, let them be confounded and consumed that are my adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. That should be us. Say, Lord, no matter how glim, how dim, and ugly it may seem, I'm going to hope in you. And may we pray to God and say, give me that faith. Give me that hope that I may hope continually. So that no matter what God or even the devil sends our way, we can have hope in God that he will deliver us. And he will. He's promised to. Now let's read verse 15. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. Verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. When we are hoping continually in the Lord, God gives us mouths to open wide and proclaim his goodness, his glory, because we will then believe it. When we're hoping, when we're trusting, we will then sense and know the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. Because God speaks to our hearts saying, I am with you when we believe him. Let's go to Psalms 119. Still in the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, verse 14. Psalms 119, 14 says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy... is that right? Oh, 114. Let me find the right verse here. Psalms 119, 114. Yes, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. God has given us his word. And I encourage you, open his word, read his word. If you cannot do that, ask for something, some way to listen to God's word. But we need God's word because we can hope in his word, as it says in this verse, I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. And God is. God's word is. God's word tells us about the God that we can trust. that God is faithful. So we need to hope in God's word. Let's go to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13, 12. We need to hope in God, hope in God's word. But yet so often we hope in man, in the ways of men, the wisdom of men. But man will fail us. God will not. The most wonderful thing about this is we can put complete hope, complete trust in God. Proverbs 13, 12 says here, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Continually hoping in God, as David talked about, will bring forth that desire. A tree of life. A beautiful end, a glorious end of hoping in God. But when we hope in man, or even hope in our own selves, it says here, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And we've all experienced that. When we hope for this or hope for that, it could be as simple as hoping for your favorite meal to come, and it doesn't. And you're like, oh, I set my heart upon that, and it did not come. So many times we put our hope in things, temporal things that fail, and our heart gets sick because it failed. We did not have the hope that it was, or that hope did not fulfill itself, can I say. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Trusting in God, that is the way He will never let us down. I'd like to ask a question. I would like to say, how can we as condemned creatures have hope? We are sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that because of our sin, we are condemned. So how can us condemned creatures have hope? And more specifically, how can we have eternal hope that the Bible talks about? Let's go to John 3. John 3:18. Thinking about that we are condemned before we trust Christ. John 3, if I can find it. John 3:18 says, let's start in verse 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. So God did not condemn us. God sent Jesus that we might be saved. Verse 18, though, it says, He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Our sin condemns us. We are condemned of our own choice to sin. And like I said, the Bible says, for all have sinned. We're all sinners. We're all condemned. But verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is why we can hope. That is why we can have eternal hope. Let's go to Titus 2. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. So how can we as condemned creatures have hope? We can have hope in Jesus Christ and the work that He has done. Titus 2 and verse 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're looking for that blessed hope. Let's read verse 14. Who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Jesus Christ gave up His life to redeem us because we were condemned. We were condemned to go to hell because of our sin. But Jesus came to this earth to take our sin upon Himself to redeem us. As it says here, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We ought to be zealous of good works, edifying those that are around us, praising God before those that are around us, praying so that people might see that to us, God is real. And that God wants to be real to everyone on this earth. He died for all. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All will be judged. All will have to stand before God and answer. So we must be prepared. Are you? Let's go to Titus 3, the next chapter here, and verse 4. Starting in verse 4, we'll read a few verses here. It says, "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." That kindness and love of God. We've seen it, have we not? It appeared to man. Verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." It's not anything that we can do. All we have to do is believe in the work that Jesus has done. Verse 6, "Which He," that's Jesus, "shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Verse 7, "That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So how can we have hope? And how can we most importantly have hope eternal? Hope of eternal life. John 3:16 again says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Hope eternal. We can have hope eternal. And it's through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And again, it's not by our own works. It's not by giving. It's not by getting baptized. It's not by being part of some church, being a member of some organization. It is only through having a relationship with Jesus Christ, which comes through belief in what He has done for us. So that is how we can have hope. That's how we can expect. We don't expect man to be faithful because we know we're men and we're not faithful. We cannot put our hope in man fully, but we can in God. That is the good news. That's the good news of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. So I encourage you, if you've never cried out to God saying, "Lord, save me, I'm condemned, but I want to have that hope." And He can give you that hope, that hope of eternal life, if you put your faith in Him for salvation. So let's pray. Father, we do thank You for coming to this earth to die for us, to bear Your sin, to bear our sin for us. Lord, I thank You for that. Lord, we're so unworthy. But Lord, I ask that You would do the work in our hearts, that You would work in these people's hearts that are listening to this today, that You would draw them unto Yourself, that they might see that You are the one that offers hope in that eternal. Lord, our lives here are so temporal, so short. Lord, we see that. But Lord, we want that hope eternal, that everlasting life that only You can offer. Father, would You bless us this day and help us to continually walk with You and to seek Your face, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.